The U.S. Grains Council held its winter meeting last week in Costa Rica, where Chairman Ron Gray says it was a time to take a look back at last year and assess export opportunities.
Just this past year, to see how the market works is very interesting. Obviously, there were some constraints on DDGS and corn exports to China. What happened was that grain sorghum picked up a lot of the slack there because it met their limitations on genetically modified. And although we have talked about the problems with DDGS into China, actually at the end of the year, our exports were one of the highest years for DDGs on record. So the Grains Council participation in resolving and mitigating the complexities of that trade were very important.
Gray, who's a farmer from Illinois, told All Ag News that it's important for producers to be involved in trade policy.
You know, I think combines would be easier to fix than trade policy for the most part. But our president is he loves to say there's not a silver bullet. We use silver buckshot, and there's just lots of problems out there, and you're not sure what will be the problem that you need to resolve next. But we try to address the next problem so that we can keep trade moving. The DDGS, just this past year, the Grains Council was instrumental in mitigating that process so that that trade could continue, and they developed new markets. They were standing there to make sure that the grain sorghum could get into China and make China aware of that market. They've serviced markets throughout the world in Latin America and Mexico, and even Canada is a great trading partner. And so we service these markets every day, and it's the growing demand for corn that elevates our prices back home.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.